Victoria, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
Well, welcome into the Talk of Emporia this Friday morning. Tegan Trehune here with you today. Talk of Emporia, as always, being brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Get someone that has the experience to make your event a success and call Bobby D's today to book your event. And also Newman Regional Health, offering more medical specialties and convenience than ever before. That is Newman Regional Health. Well, as you've no doubt heard already on the morning show and here probably by checking the live and local calendar, we are very happy to be joined in studio today on the Talk of Emporia by representatives of Emporia State Athletics. We have the one and only Don Wiest joining us here today. Don, good to see you.
Good morning, Tegan.
I was like, what are you pausing for? I was like, what'd I do? What'd I do?
Just making sure how to correctly greet you.
It is a challenge. It is a challenge. And the only reason I introduced Don, I've known Don for pretty much my entire time here since I took over as a sideline reporter at Emporia State. I can never accurately say Don's full title without actually looking at it because it's a long title. Remind folks what the title is.
I think it's technically Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations. It's not really that long, Tegan.
It's long for someone like me.
Okay, I'll agree with that.
When I have to remember 45 other titles.
That's fine. Just call me Don. I'm fine.
Just don't call him late for dinner.
That's, exactly.
Yeah, that joke never gets old. We're also happy to be joined in the studios by co-interim athletic director Steve Roadcap. And Steve, second time we've had you in the last, week and a half?
Yeah, appreciate you having us. Don and I are excited. I know I always love to give a shout out to Don, but whatever his title is, he completely deserves. He's the best in the business. I like to tell everyone he in our league, the MIAA, feel like we have the best sports information guy in the business.
Oh, so absolutely.
Very lucky to have him. Tegan, again, it's always great to join you.
Oh, well, thank you for that. And Don. Don is top-notch. He's over here shaking his head trying to be humble about it, but the truth is everybody knows it. I mean, really, you can't go anywhere in the MIAA without somebody talking about how good Don is. So, Don, just accept it. It's going to be a day of praise here for you. I know that makes you uncomfortable. Guess what? Get used to it. We love you. So, you know, we could talk about Don all day, but really we got to talk about some of the great things that are happening here that Don has helped to highlight. You have helped to highlight. Really, the whole department has helped to really put out the red carpet and put a spotlight on some of the big events that have been taking place on the campus directly related to athletics. And the biggest thing that's happened most recently was, for the first time ever, MIAA Football Media Day was hosted on the campus of a university, and that university, of course, right smack dab in the middle of Hornet Nation at Emporia State University. Don, first and foremost, to all of you guys there, top-notch. I mean, really, it was phenomenal. It was so cool to see that. What was some of the feedback you guys received just from the coaches and the media that were there in attendance?
Well, first off, thank you very much for saying all those things. Everything I've heard has been spectacular on it. I look at it, one, the MIAA just lends itself to that. As a conference, we're it. I've watched some of the other conferences that have done it, and they don't have media at their media days. I mean, they just have a commentator up there who asks the coach a question and the players questions, and that's it. There's no interaction with the media. We had, I know, at least four people, each of whom drove at least 3 hours and spent the entire day there and were asking of every school there. So it was impressive to have those people here. Obviously impressive when Emporia State was up there. We had great coverage there. I mean, the entire award-winning Emporia State football broadcast crew was there. Yourself, Blake, and Kent Weiser. We had Topeka TV stations. Yep. We had Topeka newspaper. We had a bunch of people in there for that. That was great.
The legendary Greg Ray made an appearance.
Greg Ray made a return because Greg Ray will be working on our television broadcasts here for the MIAA network. So, it was just a great thing. We had great feedback on it. Liked the location. Obviously, a bunch of schools like this a lot more than Kansas City because we're not quite as far away. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, I think that our setup here there was very well received, a good spot for that. Mm-hmm. You know, we only had just a couple of minor glitches that are more behind-the-scenes glitches, but that was it, and I think everybody enjoyed it. And I know a couple of schools are saying, hey, why can't we do this? And it's like, well, let's see if you can do it any better.
You're not in Emporia State. That's why. Steve, you're in the co-interim athletics director role at this time. I mean, stepping into that position, what was it, earlier this year, things are kind of progressing pretty quickly, with stepping into that role and then also having something like that coming to the campus, has that been nerve-wracking for you, or was it something you really looked forward to?
No, we looked forward to that, and got to give Don Wiest and even Coach Higgins a lot of credit for being able to secure that and how it originated, you know, where I think the MIAA, was looking for a spot, and Garen, you know, kind of reached out to the coaches, and then behind the scenes, Don did a lot of the heavy lifting to make that happen. So when you have a good team around you, I don't think it's very nerve-wracking, and we certainly have a great team around us. You know what was really cool about that for me to see, and I had never been to football media day. I've seen the basketball media day. That was my first football media day. It was really neat to see a lot of the, you know, radio stations interviewing, you know, coaches from other campuses. I thought that was a really nice touch. And, you know, back to the praise that we got for doing it, we've heard nothing but good things. You know, we, Don and I joked, we want to do it so well that this is the destination for that event every year. Not sure we're quite there yet in the MIAA minds, but in Don and I's mind, we would love to host that. And I know Coach Higgins, we'd love to host that every year.
Well, I think we did good enough to do it. The trouble is everyone else saw how much fun it can be to do that, and everybody else was saying, how can we do this on our campus? Yeah. So now we're going to have a little competition for it.
Well, but that's the funny thing, though, is it looks like it's such a cool thing when you're attending it, and you say, oh, man, this would be so cool to host, but then you see the actual work that goes behind the scenes. I know you guys were busy kind of running around, taking care of everything, making sure everything was top-notch and ready to go, not to mention how many different people were involved in just helping make one thing run, let alone 100 different things there that day. So, I mean, it looks great to try and do from a glance, but then you actually get into it, and it looks a lot trickier than it's actually a lot trickier than what it looks, and you guys made it look flawless, you know.
And again, I have to give a lot of credit to Coach Higgins on that. He wanted to be good. We had about a dozen football players that were there just greeting people as they came in the building, making sure they could know where to go, which different part was that. Lee Smith and Chase Rockerbomber were both out there. They had a tent set up in the parking lot for the coaches. They gave out water bottles to the coaches. They came in, helped direct them that way. I mean, it's a lot of work into it. But again, it was one of the bigger attended ones, too. I think our final credential count was like 150. So. Yeah.
You mentioned Chase Rockerbomber that was out there. I pulled up when he was sitting outside, and I saw him. I went, Chase, I was like, they made you sit out here in the sun all day? And he just goes, you got to do what you got to do, man. We got to make this the best it can be. And everybody bought into that mentality. I mean, you know, he was having some fun, but obviously you could tell he meant what he was saying, too, because it seemed like I don't know what speech you guys gave before that started, but everybody was highly invested in that, and they weren't just doing it because it was a cool opportunity. They wanted to make sure that Emporia State really stood out there, and I think that speaks a lot to the athletics department as a whole, not just the administrative side, but really the team side. You find the athletes here at Emporia State, I can speak specifically from the football and basketball teams. Those are the ones I have the closest connections with. When they put that Power E on their chest or on their helmet, whatever it may be, it's almost as if they feel this desire, or even I would say maybe for lack of a better term, this responsibility to make that E as powerful as possible. And Steve, you've only been here about 2 years, but I mean, have you gotten the similar sense from that? Have you seen something different in that regard? I mean, have you ever seen people embrace the symbolism of their university quite like here at Emporia State?
What I think is really important to understand is that's driven by our head coaches, you know, and what Garen Higgins has built. When you talk about this event with the football team, the culture that's down there and the pride that they have in the brand, in the program, is really special. And no, I think you're right. We don't see that a lot, you know, but that's a credit to our head coaches. And I think that if you look across our sports, not just football, I feel like if you have the right person leading the program and really instill that in these student athletes, that's the product you're going to get.
Well, I would argue we have some of the best coaches in not just the MIAA, but I would say some of the best people maybe just in all of NCAA collegiate sports. That's just my personal opinion, and I'm very biased because I get to know them very well and I get to work with them very closely. But, you know, Coach Billiter has only been here for a year. I feel like I've known that guy forever. I mean, he treats me with so much respect. He treats everybody with so much respect. Coach Higgins. He, when I first started out there on the sideline, Don was always kind of telling me, he's like, okay, you gotta, got to be a little professional here and there. And then Higgins, like, walked up to me and said, we love the energy. We love what you're doing down there. And I looked at Don. And I was just like, okay, am I good? Am I good? He goes, you got the stamp of approval. There you go. Not that Don didn't like it. He just wanted to make sure, you know. Don's always been that Jiminy Cricket on my shoulder. It's like, hey, just think a little before you do something. But no, like, Coach Higgins, he really encourages people to get involved and feel like they're part of the family there. You know, Jane Grimley Gunn, Coach Gunn, she has been just so great. Also, very welcoming, very inviting. You know me, I'm a big hugger, but I don't always know how people feel about hugs. I've met her personally like two or three times. We're on a hug basis now. You know, she's very welcoming and inviting in that way.
Wait till Coach MJ gets around.
I can't wait.
You want to talk about a hugger?
I keep telling Steve, I've not yet met her, and I like to get to meet the coaches before the respective seasons because of I like to gauge how they want things. You know, because I'll do my thing, but I want to make sure it's within their vision as well. I think that's why Coach Billiner and I work together so well. But yeah, I cannot wait to meet Coach MJ. I think it was Blake or it was somebody who said, basically, it's the female version of you. Like, the personalities kind of match up really well. They match up very well. I'm like, okay, that could be really good. That could be a recipe for absolute chaos. And I'm here for it either way.
There we go.
I can't wait to get to meet with her, and really looking forward to the basketball season, but the football season coming up here very shortly. And before we take our first break, I did want to bring up here real quick, obviously we talked about it last week, free general admission for all sporting events here for the upcoming 2025-26 athletic season. You know, we got some, there was a lot of praise for that. You know, it's part of the year of celebration. A lot of people are very excited about that because it's more affordable now and they can actually take their kids and go do these things. But a question that we kept getting asked, and I didn't really have an answer for it, and I was going to let you guys kind of have a moment to talk about this a little bit, and that is, how is this sustainable? Because, you know, those ticket sales are a big part of the revenues that help support athletics and other programs there around Emporia State. Steve, can you talk a little bit about how you guys decided that this was a viable option?
Right. We saw it as a strategic investment back into it. If you look at the total numbers, we're talking our ticket revenue is probably under 2% of our revenue that are of our athletic budget, our overall budget.
Oh, okay.
So we felt like it was a strategic investment to give back to the community, you know, and celebrate in this year of celebration some of the wins that we've had on campus, not mm-hmm. just in athletics, but the university overall.
So I guess another question with that is there any chance that something could pop up and you have to go away from it, or you're stuck into it, you're dedicated to it, it's not changing at all?
Well, that's the one thing we tried to highlight, that this is a 1 year for the year of celebration, so the next year, you know, we'll go back to, you know, business as usual. But we just wanted to try to, you know, give to our community, mm-hmm. Give to the people in it that, you know, have been so good to us, and just try to invest back into our people.
And again, I apologize. I didn't phrase my question quite right. What I meant just was, you know, midway through the season, there's not going to be any kind of hiccup or anything like that.
No, we're in this for this year. Okay. So yeah, no worries about us going back on that.
That's good to hear.
The only thing, just to remember now, this is for our home regular season game.
Yes.
So if we have a, you know, football team makes the playoffs and hosts a home game, NCAA says we've got a charge to get in.
Sure.
Basketball hosts a regional, we got a charge to get in. National track meet, we'll have to charge to get in. And you can still pay for a ticket to get a reserve seat to guarantee your spot, because hopefully this will increase our crowds a little bit, and mm-hmm. you may not have that guaranteed spot you had before. So, you know, if you still want that reserve ticket and get a guaranteed spot every time, you can still buy one of those.
And I want to clarify that. So for the football season, that would be the seat back chairs, right? The
correct.
The seats with the backs on them, mainly in the center, that spells out the ESU.
Right.
And also for basketball, that'd be the gold seats, right? Just on that lower level of the concourse, correct?
The gold seats in the middle layer, the loge, I believe is what they call it.
Yeah.
And then there is one other small section of reserve seating down by our bench. So yeah.
Okay, very good. So just wanted to make sure we clarified that. But really, a lot of great things to talk about here for Emporia State Athletics. Again, Media Day was incredible. And that's just one of the many highlights of things that Emporia State has had the opportunity to host. We're going to talk about more of them right after we take our first time out here on the Talk of Emporia, which again is being brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue and Newman Regional Health.
Newman Regional Health is proud to welcome Dr. Dylan Landry, General Surgeon, to Emporia, Kansas. With years of experience and a strong commitment to patient care, Dr. Landry brings outstanding surgical expertise to our community. Whether you're in need of routine procedures or specialized care, you're in expert hands right here close to home. If you or a loved one may benefit from surgical care, talk to your primary care provider about a referral today. Newman Regional Health, helping you achieve your healthy goals.
It's time for the KVOE Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9 At Work Network Drawing. Win pizza from Gambino's Pizza for next week if your business is entered. That's Gambino's Pizza at 1003 Industrial Road. Today we're saying congratulations to Mel's Tire. Once again, congratulations, Mel's Tire. You've won three large pizzas from Gambino's for next week. You can be the hero in your office and get your business entered in the At Work Network. Just fill out the form online at kvoe.com/at work, and your business will be entered to win. That's kvoe.com/at work. Then listen around this time on Fridays, and if your business is drawn, you'll win pizza from Gambino's. It's the At Work Network from Gambino's Pizza, KVOE, Country 101.7, and Mix 104.9. If you need catering this summer, call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. For family reunions, weddings, corporate events, and more, let Bobby D's cater your special event. With over 25 years of professional catering experience, they're able to handle any size event you have. Whether it's a dozen people or several hundred, from meats to sides to desserts, they make catering easy for you. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Get someone that has the experience to make your event a success. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue today to book your event.
Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News Headlines.
Chet Samples, KVOE News, local news headlines today brought to you by ESB Financial with its Homeownership 101, What No One Tells You free seminar coming up August 5th at the Emporia Arts Center. Weather conditions are nice today aside from the smoke coming in from Canadian wildfires. The smoke actually coming in as far as Natural Resources Canada is concerned, with the number of fires below normal there, but the area burnt much larger than the country's 10-year average. Iris Sandoval Flores having her first appearance yesterday on charges of theft and unlicensed practice of dentistry or dental hygiene. New charges on top of a criminal case that she and seven others are facing here in Lyon County. And we're into the final day of Battle of the Badges. The blood drive continues until 2 o'clock at 12th Avenue Baptist Church. Headlines today brought to you by ESB Financial, member FDIC, equal housing lender. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
And we're back here on the Talk of Emporia. Tegan Trahoon joined in the KVOE studios by representatives of Emporia State Athletics. We have the one and only Don Wiest here with us, the man with all the knowledge right there. We also have co-interim athletics director for Emporia State, Steve Rocap, joining us here as we are highlighting the, quite frankly, impressive resume of events and activities that have been hosted on the Emporia State campus, largely due to the work of Emporia State Athletics. Some people might say this is kind of a pat on the back segment, and you'd be absolutely right, because I don't think you guys get enough of a pat on the back, because really, we've had some massive events come to Emporia State in the last 2 to 3 years. And really, Emporia State as a whole gets credited for that, but really a lot of the work going on behind the scenes happens in the offices of the athletics department. And, you know, some of the bigger things, you know, we talked about Media Day that took place at the Memorial Union last week. Again, phenomenal, just absolutely phenomenal. So cool to see that there. That was only my second football Media Day, I should mention. First one was when I took over for Ron on the sideline. I went up there with Greg, and that was just about a year or two after I had graduated graduated college and had worked for the MIAA for a little bit. So that was kind of a cool experience to see it from a different side. So that was really neat. But I think the other things that we need to talk about here, obviously everybody knows, hosted the NCAA Division II National Track and Field Championships. That was last year.
2024.
Yep. And then also multiple times you've hosted the state football championship tournaments. Of course, last year pulled off quite the feat. Three state football title games in the span of 2 days. That was fun. Had a great time doing that. And then, you know, let's talk about, obviously, the MIAA Track and Field Championships, the Shrine Bowl, you know, just to name a few there. We'll talk about some others here in a little bit. But really, you guys have been hard at work getting these major events in. Don, can you just talk a little bit about how these opportunities have come up? And really, what do you think it is that's made Emporia State stand out as the obvious choice for these kinds of events in recent years?
There's a lot of things that go into that. You know, one, obviously, I mean, we can't beat our location.
True.
I mean, we're a great location here. I-35, Kansas Turnpike, everything makes it easy to get in here and get out of there. Highway 50 going to the west, that's very easy. Within two airports for the national level events and everything. Those are good things to help us with there. But again, it's just a willingness to go after it. You look at the track and field national championships that we hosted in 24 and we'll host again this May for the second time. That'll make it, once we've done that, we will have hosted the Division II national championships more than any other school in Division II history. And when you consider the division goes back to the 60s for doing this, and we've only been an NCAA member since 1992, I think that's pretty impressive. That came about because Coach Blocker, our former track and field coach, wanted to do some things to try and get us into place and, you know, elevate the brand a little bit. So we put in a bid. It was during COVID, I remember, and we were able to do that. And we got through it and put it in. It was really good and well received, and I think that went over really well.
Yeah.
You look at the track and or the football stuff. You look at the state championship games. Welch Stadium is a fantastic size venue for that event. I know that Lance Leipold mentioned maybe bringing the state championships into the new booth up at KU, but you know, you put a 50,000 seat stadium, you get 10,000 people in there.
It looks pretty small.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's still a lot of people, and it can be very good, and it'll be a great situation if they do it, but you put 6,000 people in a 7,000 seat stadium, and it is rocking.
Well, and I've said this before because, you know, we watch those national championship games and stuff like that for certain divisions and things like that. You have, like, you know, the Mercedes-Benz Dome or whatever it may be, or the stadium like that. It's a cool venue and it's a great opportunity for these kids, but when you really look at it, there's maybe two sections of this 82 section seating venue filled. And while, it's cool and it's a great opportunity, I'm not going to lie. Maybe I'm just a pessimist, but I kind of just sit there and I go, oh, that's kind of sad. Like, you know, it's like you wish it was full to the brim. You're saying here having that smaller stadium creates a better atmosphere. Am I kind of getting that right?
That's what I feel. I mean, that's my feeling on it, is that, you know, you get that feeling of energy in there.
Yeah.
And again, we wouldn't be doing it if we hadn't made the improvements that we've made over the past few years. I mean, you look at the you know, the new lights that came in, the new seating that's come in. You know, now it's been almost 10 years, so we're probably getting close to where we're going to need to get new turf again. But we're at, you know, the turf field there, the Golden Oval, all of that stuff is, you know, new stuff that we've invested into it to help bring these events to Emporia.
Yeah. My favorite thing, and I think your favorite thing too, is the lights. The lights. Whenever there's an opportunity for the light show, Don is there ready to hit the button, and it's really cool. I mean, you don't see that at a lot of Division II stadiums. You know, they look impressive and they look really good, but you don't see something that simple, what seems that simple, that adds a lot of atmosphere to the atmosphere. It adds so much to it. Steve, you know, obviously the improvements pretty significant in terms of the finances there, but definitely worth it. I mean, do you think that that's improved the experience for the people that come in through the doors?
Yeah, of course it does. I just want to go back and touch on something. When, you know, I was at a different level before I came to Division II.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that has been really impressive to me to see, and I think Emporia fits that mold very well, it's almost like a boutique, you know, in shop. Mm-hmm. And so our people are a lot more engaged. There's a lot more touch points. It's not as businesslike. And I think that that's something that our community is, you know, does a really good job of embracing these events that we host.
Sure.
And I think that that makes Emporia and Emporia State, you know, a very good candidate to host a lot of these events.
Just kind of clarifying that, when you say kind of like a boutique, it's a smaller venue, so there's more room for interaction, whereas when you're at those bigger stadiums, there's so many things you can go do and see and all that stuff. It kind of takes away from the interaction with other people.
Right. It's just more intimate, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel really good when we host, and it's back to our team, when we host these things, a lot of the things that aren't ESU related that we're hosting in there, it still falls a lot on our staff. And we have really good people that are willing to put in the work because it's so important to the economy of Emporia. You know, what these events bring into the city is really, really important to our city. And I think that sometimes that goes unnoticed.
I think part of that is probably because, you know, obviously when you bring in 5,000 bike riders for one weekend, that's something. But you think about it, you're bringing in throughout the entire year 100,000 people to watch Emporia State athletic events and the things associated with that. It's just, it's spread out over time, so you may not see the big one. And it's kind of an annual thing, so it's kind of one of those, oh, yeah, we expect this to come on. So that is an important part of it. And again, talking about the time behind, the person behind this that we really need to thank out of all of this is Lee Smith, because that guy on facilities has done so many things to help us elevate the way that we do things and the fan experience.
And please allow me, I'm going to take that and run with it for just a second. You know, I have my routines when I come and like do PA and I get ready to do sideline. One of those routines, and I can't function if I don't do it, especially at basketball games, is I immediately finally I get a big knuckle bump and then a hug. Like Lee, I don't know how people always tell us, I don't know how you guys do it with how much time you do and everything. I don't know how that man is able to stand up. I mean, seriously, he is constantly doing something. And if you need something from him, he will drop what he's doing. He will help you get what you need, and he'll go right back to what he was doing. The guy doesn't miss a beat. So, yes, Lee deserves all the credit in the world. If you know him, if you haven't met him, you got to meet him at some point. He's just a great guy, great ball of energy, and very, very positive person, considering the stressful kind of environment he can be under and working in all the elements. So, yeah, good on you, Don. Lee definitely deserves to be crowd surfed, I think, around the stadium a couple times.
That might be difficult.
That's a little hard. Yeah, he's a big boy. He's a big boy, but that's what I'm saying. He deserves
it. When we started tracking some of the benefits that our events go into, I think some of them go unnoticed a little bit. We have a band day, and Don and I were discussing that just a little bit ago, and Dr. Woodworth brings in, you know, a lot of bands. That one, the driver on it and the numbers, when you see the impact that that has on Emporia, is really impressive.
Oh, absolutely. And I just crossed that off my list because that was literally something I was about to ask you about, was the band day, because you know, Don had mentioned that, and I wanted to talk about some of the lesser known events, because they still have the same impact on kids that are maybe of a different persuasion in terms of what they like to do. You know, they maybe are not an athlete. They're maybe not somebody that's involved with athletics, but there is in some way some connection to it. You know, you mentioned the band day. There's also, you know, color guard and things like that, people involved with the band activities. But you really are promoting a lot of events that attracts kids from all levels and all interests, whether it's athletics, whether it's something to do with athletics that maybe you don't think about quite then there. Really appealing to everybody. And that leads me into kind of my next line of questioning, and how you think that these events that you're hosting at Emporia State are maybe helping to grow Hornet Nation in terms of appealing to kids who don't know where they want to go, but they see all these cool events that are happening on the campus. Do you think that plays a big role, Steve, in getting new students in, whether they're going to suit up to play for Emporia State or they're just there to study?
I think it's really critical for us. And, you know, even in the summer months when the student athletes are away, you'll see cheer camps going on. You'll see band, you know, camps going on. Those things are really, really important to drive enrollment. The more people that we can have experience our campus at a young age and leave an imprint on them when they go to make decisions about where they want to go to school, those events become critical in that.
And that's just not us. I mean, my son was in the Cassius State Student Council retreat last week, and that's an opportunity for people from around the state to come in here. And you think about it, they could be anywhere, but I think they've been coming to Emporia for a long time on that. And you get kids that maybe they wouldn't have a reason to come here, Mm-hmm. And that's a reason for them to come here. And once you get them on campus, Brandon Schneider, our old coach in women's basketball, Lady Hornets, used to say, once I get them on campus, I can sell them. The hard part is getting them to come to campus to begin with.
You know, I remember when I was getting set to graduate high school, I knew I wanted to continue my speech and debate career in college, but I didn't know where I wanted to go. Hutchinson Community College had contacted me. They were interested. I'll admit, and I feel like an idiot now, you know, some 15 years later, but I felt like such an idiot because at first I wasn't really interested. I was just kind of like, eh, it's JUCO, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, you're 18 years old and think you're the best thing in the world, so you're like, well, I want to go to this school or that school. And then they told me, we're about to be the first JUCO to ever host the AFA National Championship Tournament. No junior college had ever done that in history and has not, to my knowledge, done it since. That was a huge selling point to me. And then I really got to meet my coaches and talk to them, and they gave me the hard sell. You know, they really sold me on it. But that was the thing that drew me in, that really piqued my interest of like, oh, really? And had I not gone to Hutchinson, there's a lot of people in my life who are very instrumental in my life I wouldn't have known. You know, do you guys ever think about the fact that sometimes this one event that seems like a one-off for some of these kids maybe is the stepping point that's going to really impact their life for years and years and years to come in that regard?
I do, because I've been here so long and I've seen it on different occasions. Mm-hmm. I'll look right now. Cole Taylor, who is now in charge of our social media and everything else here, he stopped by my office with his dad because they're there, and I asked him, because he was going to come to school here, and I just asked him, hey, need a job? So, oh, yeah, I'll see what I can do. And now that's blossomed into that over 6 years later, into where he's a full-time employee and being a big part of this. And it's one little thing. It was just one stop by that did it. If he hadn't stopped by, you never know where that's going to go. I've seen it with a bunch of other people that are there. You hear people now just talking, you know, you want to be at Emporia because that's where something's happening. And that mentally gets into you.
Yeah.
You know, a 4A, 5A, 6A football player, they want to spend November in Emporia. Last year, a 5A basketball player wanted to spend March in Emporia. That gets into your mind, and then we've done a great job of branding the facilities and everything with Emporia State, so you're associating Emporia State with Emporia.
Well, you mentioned Cole. Steve, I'll let you comment here in a second, but we got to give Cole a shout-out, too, because Cole Taylor, you mentioned he started basically as a student assistant. If my memory serves me correct, my title might be off there, as you already know with yours. Cole is... I hope he's listening, because I have nothing but respect for him. I love that guy to death, not just because he's a fellow Notre Dame fan, but he – what you do, Don, the things that you guys do, people don't always get to see it when they come to the games. It's very stressful because you're not doing just one thing. You guys are doing 20 different things all at one time, and it has to be quick and it has to be snappy. It takes a special kind of person to thrive in that environment. Cole, you could tell, was like a fish to water. And now he's the big shark swimming in the sea. I mean, really, he is just a natural to it. And we love Cole. He has been such a good addition to your staff. And also, just, he's a great friend, in my opinion. And I just love getting to work with him. So, sorry, I had to give him a shout out there as well. But, Steve, you know.
Much deserved.
Yes,
too.
Absolutely.
We think very highly of Cole and his capabilities. And his responsibilities are growing, even right now. So he's going through some new things. And, you know, it's kind of neat to see him, you know, being challenged that way. And, you know, he's going to adapt. I mean, he's very bright. And he's very hardworking. So you put those two together, and you know he's going to take off.
Well, and you know, to close out this segment here real fast, I wanted to bring up, you know, we mentioned the opportunities that come from these, what you think is going to be a one-time experience, and then it can lead to some things that you never thought were possible and stay with you for the rest of your life. You guys have an incredible team of photographers, videographers, reporters, whatever you want to call them in that regard, and they just do incredible work. And I've seen a lot of them, you know, they're friends of mine, and I stay up to date with them. They've gone from Emporia State to even bigger things because of the work that they did and the spotlight that's on Emporia State through a lot of these events. They get a lot of eyes on it, and it could be as simple as you took one photo that was a standout photo from the NCAA Track and Field Championships. Somebody saw that and said, I want them to come here and do this, you know, full time. I think Zach Cahill is a good example of that. Brandon Banks, who I'm still mad at that he left us, but he's doing incredible things at the Division I level.
He's actually at Murray State right now.
Yeah.
So if you paid any attention to the Division II national champ or the Division I national tournament last year, Murray goes to the World Series. We were watching him when they won, they had to win their regional twice.
Yeah.
There was an overturned call, and I saw Brandon running out there with his camera to get the first one, and then he had to go back. We had to redo it again, and then he did it again. So I made sure I texted him afterwards and go, which celebration shot are you going to use?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but Steve, you know, you're not just providing opportunities for kids to be on a bigger level in terms of competition and, you know, maybe stepping onto Hornet Nation because of these events, but you're really opening opportunities for kids to maybe follow their career path or find their career path just by putting them into these positions and getting a lot of eyes on them. I mean, do you guys think that these opportunities to host these events are really providing them with the maybe first step towards their future careers?
You know, I'm a firm believer. We have a quality group of people graduating from Emporia State every year.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't we try to retain our talented ones to come back and help us and give back? Another example, we just hired Harris Kossover to come join our team. Excited about that. You know, we've been around him. He was a tennis player for us. Him coming back and, you know, providing his, you know, he was a student athlete for us. So his experience there and how it's going to transition into this, hey, you know, why don't you come give college athletics a try and get him fired up about that. Let him see what goes on behind the scenes. Because when you're a student athlete, you know, you show up to game day and you don't really know what goes on behind the scenes.
Sure.
And then to become a part of that, it's really exciting. And, yeah, you know, trying to recruit him to do that was kind of fun for me.
And then we also have to add another guy that came in with us this year is your personal favorite videographer, photographer.
With that, we're going to take
Garrett
our final.
Meyer.
Garrett.
Garrett's done fantastic. We're able to do him, and we're actually finally now able to get him in a capacity where we can compensate him at the level he needs to be compensated for. The talent that guy has, just take a look at our MIAA Football Media Day thing that he put out. I mean, he is very, very talented. And again, it's one of our own. It's like Steve was saying.
Yeah.
If we've got talented people here, yeah, it's great that they can go on, but let's keep them here if we can.
I met Garrett during football season. It was like, what, three years ago, I think it was. He was a junior or a sophomore or something like that. Met him with Josiah Driggers, mm-hmm, who also incredible photographer as well. Again, you guys just know how to pick the cream of the crop. But Garrett, Don made the comment, your personal favorite. I give Garrett a hard time because I just love the kid. He is he's an awesome individual. He's so talented. I hope he's not listening to this because I got to keep up the mystique. If you ever see me interact with Garrett, it seems like I'm a bully. I'm not. It's just how we kind of go back and forth with each other. But I do love the guy. He's fantastic. I'm really glad that he's getting to stick around. But I was confused at one point because he was a junior, then he was a senior, and then I think he had one more year. And then I saw him the other day, and I was just like, I thought you left this place already. Like, I was like, why are you still here? And then you told me he's on full time. So, I mean, really, you guys are creating opportunities and seizing those moments and seeing the importance of being able to capture those moments that are happening with these events. And really, it's been really cool to be able to revisit it. And I don't feel like there's anyone that does it better. And that really speaks to the eye for talent that you all have here at Emporia State. But we're going to go ahead and jump into our final break here. When we come back, I want to talk just a little briefly about the demand for using the facilities at Emporia State and how that these larger scale events have maybe led to some smaller scale events that are still having a big impact here in the community. That's coming up here on the Talk of Emporia. Again, Tegan Trehune joined in the KVOA studios by Steve Roadcap and Don Wiest of Emporia State Athletics. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsors, Newman Regional Health and Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue.
If you need catering this summer, call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. For family reunions, weddings, corporate events, and more, let Bobby D's cater your special event. With over 25 years of professional catering experience, they're able to handle any size event you have. Whether it's a dozen people or several hundred, from meats to sides to desserts, they make catering easy for you. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Get someone that has the experience to make your event a success. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue today to book your event.
At Newman Regional Health, Dr. DeShayla Castile, Dr. Christina Faulkner, and our dedicated OBGYN team are here to support women's health in the greater Emporia community. With years of experience, they're here to support you through every stage of life. From routine checkups to family planning and beyond, your health is our priority. Schedule your appointment today and experience compassionate, comprehensive care tailored just for you by calling 620-343-2376. Newman Regional Health, helping you achieve your healthy goals.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Countries will face at least 10% tariffs on goods into the U.S. President Trump announcing 70 countries will see levies on imports ranging from 15 to 40%. Those new hikes take effect in 7 days. Uncertainty over tariffs showing up in the latest job numbers. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The Dow Jones estimate was for a meager 100,000 jobs to have been added last month. The Labor Department's actual number came in at only 73,000 and continues a cooling trend that began in May. The one upside is that the weakening employment picture may give the Federal Reserve new incentive to lower interest rates when the Board of Governors meets in September.
The Bureau of Prisons confirming to ABC News, Ghislaine Maxwell has been transferred from a minimum security federal prison in Florida to an all-women Texas prison camp. Maxwell is serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking in the Jeffrey Epstein case. On Wall Street, stocks are down sharply due to tariff concerns. This is ABC News.
Win 3 large Gambino pizzas in the At Work Network. Register today at kvoe.com/at work. KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Live, win free pizza and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Back on the Talk of Emporia this beautiful Friday morning. A little hazy out there, but the temperature is just right after a big heat wave here through the area. And speaking of a heat wave of momentum going here for Emporia State Athletics with all the events that they've been hosting in recent months and really recent years, capping it off with Media Day for the MIAA football season just last week. But really, that's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of everything that's been going on there. If you're just now tuning in, you missed quite a lot. There's been a lot of great conversation here on how this is really transitioning not only into opportunities for the university to grow its brand, but really an opportunity for students and an opportunity for individuals to reach a different level than what they've been used to before. So really a great insight provided here by our guest, Associate Athletic Director of Media Relations, Don Weiss, joining us here in the studios along with co-interim associate or athletics director. Dang it, I messed that one up. I was doing so good. Co-interim athletics director, Steve Roadcap. And guys, you know, kind of to wrap things up here, you know, obviously we're talking about the big scale events that have been coming in here and really being hosted in wanting to be here. You know, we talked about the Shrine Bowl, which we have a deal with for the next 3 years. We've talked about the
Acacia State Championships,
track and field national championships for Division II, which will be back next May. You know, whatever is under the sun, I think we've hosted it in some way. We've hosted NCAA soccer at one point. Yep. You know,
we'll be hosting the MIAA softball tournament championship this weekend, this spring as well.
A lot of great things happening. I mean, you just can't understate it or state it enough. You know, it's pretty impressive. But let's talk maybe some smaller scale events that still, like I said before we went to break, have a big impact here. One of the things that immediately jumps out to my head is the Special Needs Track and Field Day that's hosted every year there at Welch Stadium. Dr. Hannah Kipfer, really big on making that happen. She's done a great job over the last 5 years. It's also got a soft spot in my heart. My mom is one of the people involved with it. She helped her get it started. And it's grown exponentially over the last 5 years. I remember year one, it was a pretty good turnout. You know, it was probably maybe 100 or so people. This past year, it was like 500 people were there on top of the athletes. And the reason why that really stands out in my head is not just the opportunity to give to these individuals that are participating, but really it's the amount of support that's shown from all of Emporia State. You guys, I said, don't do anything small. It's all in, full steam ahead. And this year you had football, soccer, track and field athletes, basketball players. You had pretty much everybody, someone from every single athletic team there, and you had the band out there. You guys did a light show, even though it was bright outside. You had music playing out there. You did everything you could to make it feel like a typical Emporia State sporting event. And, Don, that's not the only time you do that. I mean, really, anytime you guys have an event there, you go above and beyond to provide the best atmosphere possible. Why is that so important, regardless of the scale of the event?
Why would you not? I mean, if you're going to do something, do it right. I mean, that's just the way I was raised and the way I've been raised in athletics. If you're going to do it right. Don't just coast through it. You know, and there's all sorts of things like that. I look at the, you know, the fireworks, the 4th of July fireworks celebration that we do there a couple of years ago, municipal band, which I always love going to down at Fremont Park. They asked, hey, could we maybe do it since it's on the 4th of July? Let's do that. Let's have them down there. And now that's a great opportunity for them. And we put some other information up on the video board for them. And, you know, as the lights turn, we can maybe do some lights with them on some certain songs and things. I mean, it's just, if you're going to do it, let's do it right. And again, you talked about our student athletes being involved. I mean, don't forget, we've finished in the top 25 in the nation in community service for the last, I believe it's like 9 years that they've done this.
Yeah.
This past year, you look at it, football, number one in the nation, softball, number one in the nation. Women's soccer, number one in the nation and all that. So just great opportunity for student athletes to be involved in it too and help out. And that's why we can do some things with
that. Well, and you know, you mentioned that you do everything to the best of your ability. There's nothing too small. I'm glad that you bring up the community service, because community service comes in many different forms and ways, and there's nothing too small or too big for your student athletes. I don't think it counts technically as community service hours, but I've mentioned it before. A couple of the football players who I love and adore, they gave up one of their weekend days off, you know, to come and help me move, because they really just want to help people. You know, it's something that simple. When you call them and ask them for help, they're going to come and help you, whether it's, you know, for community service hours or just lending a hand. I mean, really, they care about this community and the people in it, because it seems like they're always willing to give back to the people that are giving to them. And again, I think it just speaks to the level of human beings that you have here. We're running a little short on time here, but go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
Yeah, going back to my coaching days, Tegan, is when we were recruiting, you know, and obviously a lot of times you're recruiting the parents too. And one thing that, you know, I think our coaches do a good job of is you're selling that you're going to bring a 18-year-old student athlete in, okay? You're going to provide all these opportunities for their growth as people. And so when they leave Emporia State, you know, that you're caring for the whole person. And you look at the amount of our student athletes that are out there helping some of these events. You said the Olympic thing, the Special Olympics that Dr. Kipper hosts on there, you know, for them to be able to experience that and be a part of that and to see all these opportunities, when they leave, they're changed. And that's why I'll always, in my heart, if you're running a business and you want to hire someone, you hire a student athlete from Emporia State.
Yes.
You're going to get someone who is disciplined, that understands about giving back to a community, giving back to people. You're getting a very well-rounded version. You're not just getting a degree. You're getting somebody that's lived it, and it's really special.
You're not just getting someone that's skilled. You're getting someone with a big heart.
Right.
I mean, really, I've never met an athlete at Emporia State, in my opinion, that I didn't think was just a genuinely caring human being. I've yet to meet one who I've sat there and gone, eh. It's always thumbs up, gold star. Again, running a little short here on time, but I did want to make sure I asked this question before we close things down, and that is, as we look towards the future here with Emporia State, and specifically, you know, with the facilities there and the desire for events, again, first thing that jumps to my mind is, you know, being on the Emporia FC broadcast team there for Emporia FC Soccer, Victor Ibarra was so focused on, he really wanted to have our games there at Emporia State, because he said that really sends a message to everybody else at how great this team is, but how great this community is, pointing specifically to Welch Stadium and the facilities there. You have different organizations that are reaching out to use Welch Stadium or use your facilities in some way to highlight them, because Emporia State is a gem in the community, but it's also top-notch facilities and top-notch people. How do you think that desire and that clear demand for your facilities and for your people to be involved with all these different causes continues to grow and lead to more opportunities, Don?
Well, I just think it's what we've said. The more people you get to see it, and the more times you get people to actually be here and do things, the more they can recognize how great the things are here. I had an email earlier this summer from a guy named Mike Wolgast, who was a student basketball coach here under Coach Slay back in the 80s and 90s. He's now the athletic director at Olathe East, I believe it is. And he wants to bring in four teams this spring for a baseball tournament, just a one day, bring four teams in, them, Olathe West, and a couple of maybe Western Kansas teams, just to get them on here and people can see our facilities. We just turfed the entire field out at Tressler for baseball. It's a fantastic looking facility right now. And, you know, the more people get here, the more they can see it, the more you get on here and you know what it is. We don't want to be a hidden gem anymore. We want people to be here and see what we've got.
Steve.
And that's back to our staff, too. We mentioned Lee earlier. Anytime we bring this up to the staff, it's like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah. You never get any resistance whatsoever. The more things that we can host and bring to Emporia State, the better.
Fantastic. Well, guys, we appreciate your time. We know how busy you are, especially getting ready for the upcoming athletic season. So thank you so much. Don's playing it off, but he makes it seem like it's easy. It's not. But we really appreciate you guys cutting some time out here for us today. And can't wait to be talking to you guys when we're in full football mode, soccer, track and field, whatever it may be. Everything is coming up fast. So looking forward to having you guys back here very soon.
Tegan, August 28th, under the lights.
Yes.
Minot State. Be there.
Yep. Beat Minot. That's the mentality in my head. But of course, don't forget, August 18th, we have Monday Night Football right after the Welcome Back Block Party. You're truly going to be on the microphone again. For some reason, they keep handing it to me. I don't know why. But that's always such a fun time. Cannot wait to get that first look at the Hornets on the field. And really, it's just such a fun experience.
And always make sure if you come to that, make sure you stay till the very, very end to see what Tegan will try to do this year.
Again, if Coach Higgins is listening, that was not a setup. If you've listened to our programming before, you know what I'm talking about. It was not a setup. Coach Laporto, love him to death. He set me up. That's what happened there. But if you don't know, you don't know. If you do know, you know. But Don, thank you as always, man. We appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to get to talk with you, whether on the microphone or just in your office. Thanks for everything that you do and your staff does. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That's Don Wiest and Steve Rokab with Emporia State Athletics joining us here on the Talk of Emporia this Friday morning. That's going to wrap things up for us here on the Talk of Emporia, but make sure you stay tuned. We have the 12 o'clock block of news and information coming up shortly from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom with Chuck Samples.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local.